Te. This is a prayer in December, the end of this year. And this year, we use the topic, Serve the Lord with Gladness, for our encouragement in the prayer section. If we know what is church, and then we will understand how important it is to serve. In the book of Ephesians, talk about church is a family. Let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. But now, therefore, you are no longer stranger and foreigner, but fellow citizen with the saints and members of the household of God. So church is a household of God, it's a family, right? Does anyone of you in your own home, you never serve? Raise your hand. You never do anything? You only eat after you finish eating, you just go. Never do anything. It's so wonderful, you never do anything. Okay. Usually the parents will teach the children to share the family chore, right? Mop the floor, wash the dish, and take out the garbage can, clean the table, right? Why the parents will teach the children how to serve? Because if you are part of the family, you have to share the responsibility, right? To keep the family very neat. This is the first reason. The second reason, when we share the family work, then we will become part of the family. Even we'll have more closer relationship. So when we come to the church, everybody of us, we like to see the church are very neat, right? Very well organized, so we can worship God in a very good environment. And because of this, so we are the family, then everybody has to share the workload. Probably you are too small, right? You just clean your own classroom. But when you grow older, probably you help the cooking or help the washing the dishes or help the clean the dining area or help to clean the chapel. And by doing so, it shows that I'm part of the family. So I have to share the part of the responsibility. So it's very important to serve. Even if you walk around, right? If you see a small piece of paper, what do you do? Let me tell the general affair, right? And there's a small piece of paper. Is that the right way? No, right? That small piece of paper, you are the family of God. So you pick it up and throw into the church can, right? Church can. And then you are serving God. So serving God, don't think about, I want to die for Jesus Christ. That's too great, too remote. Very simple. Anywhere, if you see the dining area, the chair was not arranged properly, right? You help to put the chair inside the table, and it looked very neat, then we are serving God, right? You pick up the trash, we are serving God. And serving God including what? In school, you invite your classmate to come to the church, to attend the service. In San Diego, we have a sister. She came to the church when she was in elementary school. At that time, her grandma bring her to the church. And later on, when she reached to the age of high school graduate, and the father say, "Oh, now you can be baptized." All right. So the grandma already more than 80 years old, but she's still serving God. How to serve? Bring the grandchild to the church. The same thing, when we try to do anything for God, for the sake of God, and then we are serving him. The second parable we have to understand is the body. Church is the body of Christ, and we are part of the body. Can you think about any part of the body is useless? Any part of the body is useless. Think about anything. You think any part of the body is useless? Can you think about anything? Any part of the body is useless? Every part of the body has its own function, right? Has its own function. So if every part of the function very well, then your body very healthy. You will continue to grow to become an adult. If some part of the body cannot function, then we have problem, right? The same thing, church is the body of Christ. So every one of you, you are part of the body. Since the body, every part of the body is useful. Then I have to think about what is my duty as part of the body, right? And we think about and do that, and that is become a servitude. And the Bible says, according to what we have, not according to what you don't have. So how much capability you can do, what is your capacity, all right? You just do whatever you have. So there will be no pressure. God is very understanding. Just do whatever you have. And one thing in common, everybody can do it to serve God is through prayer. Sometimes the children is same with the retired age, that kind of members. When they are reached to the retired age, physically they cannot do too much because they are in the process of aging. The same as small children, right? You are too young to carry any physical burden. The same thing. The retired people, they still can serve God. Why? Just like the prophetess Anna, and she fasts and prays every day. If you see some church member, they are sick, or a church member, or your own classmate did not come to church, and then you just pray for them, then we are serving God. So serving God can from every aspect. Whatever we do for the sake of God is serving God. So we serve God with a gladness. How come with a gladness? Because it's a blessing. Our servitude will receive blessing. Our servitude will remember by God. And through our servitude, our spirituality will grow. You know, if a person never exercise physically, you cannot be strong, right? You need to go and exercise. If you just sit still all day long doing nothing, a lot of time you will sick. The same thing. Spiritually, if we don't do anything for God, spiritually we cannot grow. But the more we do for God, our spirituality will grow. So servitude is very important. After we finish this topic, so start from now on, if there is any work for the church, let us do it with gladness. Okay, so now we are going to have 15 minutes prayer. How many of you still don't have Holy Spirit? Raise your hand. How many of you still don't have Holy Spirit? Quite a few. How about this side? Most of you already have Holy Spirit. Let's pray for those who don't have Holy Spirit. You pray for them, then it's serving God. And for those who have the Holy Spirit, we pray for the fullness of Holy Spirit. So let's come forward. We pray for 15 minutes.